Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with a blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now.
Boy, that's what we're doing.
And we are, yeah.
I'm telling you, Doc Martin is here. I'm Dr. Pat. This is The Healing Hour, but this is about looking at the wide, the depth, and the breadth of what maximum medicine is about. If those of you have listened to Doc Martin before, you'll understand that there's a reason that she is so passionate about bridging the mystical and the scientific, bridging metaphysics, spirit, and medicine. When you think about that, a lot of times what happens to us is we take ourselves and we put ourselves in a healing box. And what I mean by a healing box, we say, oh, my body, like today, I'm going to get a root canal.
Oh my.
This afternoon. So sometimes you get stuff goes on in your body and you got to get it done. But there's a metaphysical side of things. You know, there's an interpretation of things. The other side of this and what we're going to talk about today is when we talk about maximum medicine, we're not just talking about one slice of your life. If you think about it, we are talking about the healing and then the acceleration of possibilities in your money, in your career, in your relationships, in your spiritual growth, in your social demeanor, all of that. But today's show, right, Doc Martin, you wanted to take us on a journey of what maximum medicine is about, the alchemical magnification of life force in all dimensions today. And because of that, this is a special call-in show. So what I want to say about it, just take down the number. And also, you can go to Transformation Talk Radio and type in your question. This is a show that if you have anything irking you, if there's anything under the skin, if you've got agita about your life, your relationship, the way you look, the way you feel, this is what the Healing Hour is about. And so today, here we are going to talk about this unique approach that Doc Martin has created, which we are calling maximum medicine. How do I know it? Because I've gotten to work with her now over the months to really look at how does this feel? What is the new website going to generate energetically? What are the dimensions of this? And so here we are. Thank you, Dr. Sharon Martin, everybody. Doc Martin, I got to ask you this.
Uh-oh. What?
Maximum medicine, when we were first talking about it, and that was like, yeah, that's it, it had a certain feel to it. But as this started to evolve and develop, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because yesterday I was working with the designer to take the model, the Chicano, or whatever we're going to call it, and to take that model and to create something that people can see and feel and touch. And what I realized is it's taken on new meaning. And I'd
love
to— Did
it get bigger?
So big that I can't even, I have to talk to you about it on Friday. That's how big it got. But Can you talk about how this has become a passion for you to help people with all the dimensions of life to maximize their potential?
Well, it's been a reflection of my own personal journey because I'm a physician, so I see people in their physical ailments, and of course, then comes some psychological. But as I noticed when I thought about that, am I necessarily healing people? And it became a bigger quest for me because we can talk about, you know, I can control your blood pressure. I can pick a million pills. I can help you with your blood sugar. I can suggest to you what types of things to eat. But is that really bringing out the maximum you? And so I started studying shamanic medicine. That was, 15 years ago. Wow.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it's a little bit, maybe even more than that. But anyway, and started training in energy medicine. And for myself, saw how big humans can be. I experienced it myself when I had mystical experiences. And when I took clients on shamanic journeys, and the information they get from the unseen world was enough to make a profound and significant change in their path. And I said, why are we not? Now, obviously, we know traditional medicine doesn't always do this. So why are we not looking at the maximum medicine for people? And so when Dr. Pat and I started working together and I began the radio show, I had Maximum Medicine. And then that evolved into the Healing Hour because I really want to reach out to you guys out there and say, let me be your guide. Let me offer some kind of tweak. And then if you choose to work with me and take that further, wonderful. I love it. But let me offer that. That's my path of service because it matters to me that we see ourselves as bigger. So Maximum Medicine, then Pat and I started to really put together to make more concrete description of what I felt inside and come up with a program that you can come to any problem, any challenge, physical, emotional, spiritual, soul level, and come into the training, the studying, the shifts I can help you with, and make yourself bigger. We are, as human beings, bigger. And we don't always step into that bigness, to that.
Yeah.
And so for me, Maximum Medicine is, let's get some enhanced living. Let's get some outside, as you said, the box, the healing box. Well, you're in the tooth box right now.
I'm in the tooth box. Is that right?
And then, you know, maybe a couple of weeks ago, you were in the knee box.
That's where
we
I
can
was.
All be in some kind of box where even when people define themselves, well, I'm a diabetic. Well, automatically you stay in that box called diabetes. And you can't ever grow out of it. But this is about bigger. This is about empowerment and clarity and excellence. So that's what I want to talk about today, because that gives me juice.
And I'll tell you what the juice is for me for this. It's we're hitting it up here and coming into the new year. And this is the time right about now where you sat down a couple of weeks ago. And you're like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to stop this and I'm going to go here and I'm going to go there. And one of the things that I've discovered with this, especially as you and I have worked together, is somebody said something to me the other day. And they said to me, Pat, tell me about this Maximum Medicine. Tell me about that Maximum. And I just looked at them kind of, you know, kind of like, okay, we're going to, I almost said, tune into the show, right? I actually did say that, but I wanted to answer the question. And I said, I got a question for you. You know, last year I was really challenged about who I was, what I had previously been, and who I wanted to become. And I said, what I realized is that once upon a time, I had a maximum idea for what I wanted to do in the world. I had a maximum. And I have to, I don't think I've shared this with you either.
I don't think so.
No, I haven't talked to you since I was asked that question. Mm-hmm. But somebody then said to me, but, you know, don't you want an optimum year? And I said, okay, so you haven't heard the show I did on opulence. I said, are you talking about opulence or are you talking about optimum? Because opulence is the goal. And they looked at me and said, no, that can't be the goal. That's asking for too much. Mm. And I thought, wait a minute. I love what you're saying, because you know what? That was me in the first half of last year. I thought I was asking for too much. So I compromised based on a wound.
Right. Right.
It's a wound.
Right.
When we don't think we're all that, when we don't think that we are all what the universe has a capability of putting together, mm-hmm. we're compromising on what we can become. And that was my moment where I realized how needed maximum medicine was. And that's what I want to talk with you about. This idea of maximum medicine is to provide what it is, whether it's healing, whether it's movement, what we need to get from this place where we might be thinking like the commercial, yeah, that's okay, just okay, to what we really want. Isn't that the compromise, the great giant elephant in the room where we compromise mm-hmm. our destiny?
I'm totally with you, because what we see as maximum now, if we push the envelope, if we challenge our limiting beliefs, then that barrier can move, that can expand, and that can come in time. Not everybody jumps immediately to absolute magnification, but change your belief, change the place where you've said this is all. That's where I'm at also, helping somebody change, push the envelope, push it back. And you do, you say, okay, well, I can do this. I thought this was so unbelievable. And then you say, well, what if, how much more? And saying too much in most all expressions of that, I would say, I don't say that. Now you can be too rude, too pushy, too loud. Yeah, maybe. But in what you want to accomplish or achieve, sorry, don't go with that.
You know, the loudest I've ever been in my life?
Oh, no, tell me.
Oh. You ready?
I'm ready.
The loudest I've ever been in my life was in a moment. I can't remember the year. But it was with Gloria Steinem and Bella Abzug. People don't even know who I'm talking about. But the moment I remember, the loudest I've ever been is at one of those rallies for women's rights. And I say it now because when I say the loudest, when you are at the pinnacle of your voice, the max that your voice to go, and you cannot even hear yourself because everybody else around you is that way, but something inside of you feels so heard.
Mm-hmm. So that, alive.
That's maximum medicine to me.
Well, you know, I'm going to confess my age here by telling you this, but in the late 80s, I don't know if it was 86 or 88, or 90, when the DNC had their convention in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Somehow I got passes as if I were a delegate, which I wasn't. My girlfriend and I went, and we were standing there talking about the ridiculousness of the Electoral College when Bella Abzug walked by and stopped and chastised us young women for our blasphemy. So I remember Bella Abzug.
Yeah. And you know, isn't it interesting, fast forward to where we are? I mean, that conversation and what you were standing up for literally is now the conversation of the people like AOC and the people that are in the millennials.
That was 35 years ago. Exactly. I thought it was ridiculous.
Maybe now we'll get to a maximum medicine place with it. But the other part of this too is this is a forum for people to call in, because what you do is healing work. Hence the word medicine. Talk about these two words together, maximum medicine, and what this healing hour is all about.
So healing, when we say it and we think about it in the traditional words, it sort of implies that something's wrong with you. But in the new age and spiritual expansion of that, healing is, for me, it represents a shift in your limits, a shift to more, to magnification. And for me, maximum medicine, I say medicine because I'm a physician, because we say healing. But for me, maximum is push it out there, push your limits. Reach for the galaxy. Don't think planetary. Go bigger. Go big, big, big. Universal. Multiverse. Medicine is the fix for what ails you. Yes, I can give prescriptions for pills. And sometimes a pill is needed. When you have a bad strep throat, you need penicillin. Yes, it can be about the right diet. But sometimes medicine is how do you get to full on living? And with my training, both traditional physician medicine and shamanic energy medicine, as well as other metaphysical training, I can come at things from a different perspective and I can pull pieces together. So for me, medicine is finding that combo, finding that approach that can help you shift and help what ails you. We all struggle with being human. We all think at times we're not good enough, we can't accomplish, we're not loved, that we're nobody, all those sorts of things that bring up challenges in all of our aspects of life. So medicine for me is symbolically, if I can give you a little drop of a tincture or an elixir, and I mean that symbolically, little spark of something, to shift you. That's what I'm all about.
You know, I want to talk about this because you really opened the door for this in a lot of ways. You know, I've been thinking a lot about the difference, and I've talked about this a couple times now on air, the difference between probability and possibility. And, you know, the reason I've been really thinking about it is because neither one is right or wrong. But they, each of them by themselves, will give you a different possibility outcome to pursue. And when I think about what you're talking about, and I want to say this to folks, I really would love folks to take down the call-in number. And here's what I'm going to ask you. When you think about your life and the different things in it, let's just talk about a few things for a minute. Are you in a job where you feel like you're not being treated fairly? Maybe the environment that you're in is toxic, but yet you might be listening to this show and thinking, I don't think I can get help with that. I want to say you can, because see, that's what Doc Martin is talking about. You know, when we talk about the physical, the spiritual, we're also talking about the emotional. Every cell in our body carries a history with us. Sometimes it's multiple lives. And what I love about what you've done and who you've become, Doc Martin, what I love about it is this is what Dr. Oz has called the future of medicine. This is what he's called when he talks about the energy medicine of things. And today we're living in a world where the degree of woundedness, and this is what I'm really struck by today, the degree by which woundedness is happening at the speed of a nanosecond of a text message or a Facebook post or a Twitter feed. And what I mean by that is the opportunity for emotional triggers that hit a wound that you may have had lifetimes ago, mm-hmm. can happen in a tweet. And we're not recognizing that we have to heal these things. But you did in starting this hour.
And for me, it started before because I've been in a toxic job and I've been in things that are draining. And it takes a lot of courage to say, no, I want something better. I stepped out of working in a hospital situation. I was the medical director of a hospital doctor program in a hospital setting. And it was grueling and it was life energy sucking. And I said, no more. I'm really going to make my shift to the things that I believe will move us as humanity, move us forward. It takes sacrifices. I agreed to 3/4 salary in order to work less. And yes, each of us has the places where we're able to sacrifice. But I'm here to say there, it might take sacrifice. It might take a challenge. It might take courage. It probably will take courage. But let me help because each of us, I say you, meaning everybody listening and those who will listen later, you can step out of trigger. I mean, face it, what's happening in the news today, that's triggering us all the time, every day.
I can't even watch it anymore.
Oh, I shouldn't watch it.
Well, I have to stay on top of it because I'm an active citizen in the United States. And I know what it's like to stick my head in the sand. I also know what it's like to numb myself with.
And you know what it's like to shout at the top of your lungs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm at a choice. But if I'm going to do that, I need to talk to you about helping me clear out the stuff.
Yeah.
Because we've got a dream, a big dream. And every day it gets clearer and clearer. But if I'm carrying the sludge of broken hearts, past relationships, bosses that fired me, toxic relationships, right? A childhood of abuse, right? A mom that committed. If I'm carrying, as one psychic put it, when I walked in the room and she said to me, wait a minute, don't come in my room. What are the 3 metal iron caskets you're carrying in the room that's chained to your body?
Holy moly.
Exactly. But we carry this around and we don't know it. That's why your work is so important because you're kind, you're gentle, you're intuitive, and you know the mechanics and the power of healing. And that's what we need to really start to help people with now.
Thank you. I was going to confess I can be bossy and demanding. But
yeah, is that why you and I get along?
That's why we get along. That baggage, though, it is a hard job in today's world to hold the light.
It is.
And so those are challenging. And that baggage that we bring with us from lifetimes, from old wounds, from relationships, from limiting beliefs can drag us down and kind of put the lampshade on the lamp over the light and make it dark in the room. So let me help turn the light back on.
Yeah. I think the part of this too, for me and thinking about Maximum Medicine and the Healing Hour, and I want to make sure everybody has the phone number 1-800-930-2819. This is a live call-in show. This is all about you all. It's about getting some help for whatever that is that's stopping you from being your maximum self. So give us a call or ask your question if you go to Transformation Talk Radio, the Dr. Pat Show, or Facebook, facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio. One of the things that I realized is that we can't always see our own sludge, our own crust. I've never been really good at it. That's why I work with other people, right? But I didn't realize until recently, and I think it was when you sent me the dragonfly, right? I didn't realize till recently that not only is that important for me to do for me, but it's also important for me to make sure that I'm in my maximum self for the people I work with around me. Mm-hmm. You know, for the folks that are on this wonderful team that also share in the vision, for the Jessicas, for the Lindas, for the Zach, for the Kims, for the Chris, Bonnie, Amanda, Merrick in Poland, Nick down in my grandpa's country in South America. All these people that so believe in what's being created. And then all of you. Because if I'm not showing up in a way that I can help you all, it takes its toll on my soul. Do you know what right. I mean?
Yep.
And isn't that one of the core essence in maximum medicine? It's soul work.
Absolutely. And we've talked about this before, that lack of confidence, that self-doubt, that is soul numbing. And so, yes, I do believe it's that the value of a community. And I know you feel the pressure of being the leader of your wonderful team and holding the light all the time. But the truth is they help you when you're not shining your brightest.
Absolutely.
And that community is what we can reach here on the radio, even if we're not sitting next to each other, when we reach out, because every one of us is putting our energetic thoughts and vibrations together. And this is how we change the world. And I believe that deeply.
You know, when I was really struggling physically for a lot of years while I was doing the show, I never really talked about it. But some of the listeners kind of picked up on it, especially mm-hmm. since I started to do a show called Lyme Talk Radio.
Oh, my.
Lyme Talk Radio. I mean, you don't have to be, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. But these listeners, this audience here, I've said it a million times. They are the best
on the planet. Yep.
And I hear from them and we hear from them, even when you and I don't know we're hearing from them. It's right. a Facebook post. It's a Twitter feed. It's Susie sending in a letter with articles and a $20 bill for the crowdfunding initiative. It's all of the folks that have called in over time. It's the people that stop and say, I'm not exactly sure. I don't know if I have the courage to call in today. But they don't realize that every caller into the show has thousands of people that are thinking and saying to themselves, I wish I would have asked for help. When we come back, we're going to talk about what it means to ask for help so that our energy right now can match the ginormous possibilities of 2020. Dr. Sharon Martin right here with us, the Healing Hour, 1-800-930-2819. For the language that you all use is these are live call-ins. You all call them readings. I call them healings. It doesn't matter what you call them. If you want some help,
we're right
here. Give us
a
shout. Right.
Okay. We'll be right back too.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Hey, you are tuned into the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin and me, Dr. Pat. And I'm going to tell you, we started this show, the Healing Hour, and it is evolving and it's growing. And what this hour is about, it's about all of you. And the reason this hour came to be is because when you say yes to a body of work, as Doc Martin has done, and I don't just mean recently on the radio. That's not what we're talking about. Doc Martin said yes to this way back when she said, I need to understand the metaphysics. I'm a doctor. I have gone to school. I have done a residency. I have an MD after my name. And yet there was this curiosity, interest, passion and purpose now to understand how to bring together the energies of healing. That's maximum medicine. See, you know what I love about maximum medicine is what? It doesn't leave anything out. And I think that's the simplistic way for me to talk about it. But when I was working on the model, right, that's what hit me. It doesn't leave anything out. It doesn't leave out your pocketbook. It doesn't leave out my cracked tooth. It doesn't leave out the relationship and the betrayal that may need healing. It doesn't leave out decisions maybe that you've made that you wish you hadn't made, or the job that you wish you would have taken, or the move across the country that you wish you would have taken. It doesn't leave any of that out.
If it leaves anything out, it's my ignorance because I haven't learned it yet.
Or I haven't
seen it yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I started out as a research scientist. I have a PhD in physiology, and that wasn't enough. So I went to medical school. But, you know, all along, even before I started just physically studying shamanic energy healing, which was 15 years ago, I always knew that there was more from the soul level, from the mystical level. I read the Seth books. I studied Edgar Cayce. I've been moved by, well, my sister's psychic, even though she doesn't practice as a psychic, but I've been moved by woo-woo moments that make me know things are bigger. And I've learned over my years that as humans, we can be bigger and we need to step into excellence and keep pushing our envelopes. So that's what I love about this. Let's just keep expanding.
I want to talk to you about the word ignorance. Okay. It's my favorite word.
Is it?
I grew up with, I share this with you, a mom from the South, right?
Okay.
And one of the things she did early on with us girls is, in her really Southern accent and her ruby red nails, my dad was like twice her age. So let me just be clear who my stepmom was.
Okay.
This is a woman that thought she was marrying a guy with money. And
whoops.
Was Uh-oh. A big blessing.
Oh.
Had her first child at 12, second child at 13, right?
Okay.
Because that's what they do down the South. But this is a woman that taught me the essence of everything that I now need today in the world. I didn't know it at the time. I didn't appreciate her. I did get close to her before she died suddenly. Mm-hmm. But here's what she would say. I never got this until I got older.
Until recently? Okay. Tell me.
Well, I didn't get it until I lost my job. I didn't get it until I was about 39. The light bulb went on. She would say to us girls, I got to tell you, if it's one thing you want to hold on to, it's ignorance. Ignorance is bliss. And I never understood what she meant. And I did get to talk to her about it. And it boils down to this. If you could hold on to a level of humility that will allow you to admit that you don't know what you don't know,
your mind so open.
Yeah.
It keeps you willing to take That's in it. New. It doesn't block you off because you're not saying, I know this, I am this. This is it. This is the way it is. Oh, yeah.
But doesn't it also, in the spirit of what you're creating, doesn't it also then say, I now am going to step in the world of possibilities. Mm. And out of it comes the creative energy of maximum medicine, comes out of it the healing hour, comes out of it the notion to bridge the gap between metaphysics and science, comes out of it the fact that here we are, you are what the world calls a medical intuitive. You're able to see energy. You're able to see what's going on in somebody's body and their psyche and their past lives. And you're able to do it in a way where you can pinpoint a solution that will enable them to be freer.
Mm-hmm. Liberation. Yep.
It's liberation. Yep. Tell me about the range of that, right? And the steps, right, that make up the maximum medicine process or cycle that you use.
When I am with a client, and this can happen on the phone, on a Zoom or a Skype. It can obviously can happen in person, but it also happens if they've booked an appointment and I know nothing. I will sit in a zone of quiet, with my traditional medicine bundle that in shamanic, in the Andes, they call the mesa, but it's a medicine bundle of sacred objects. And listen to the wisdom of the world that we can't see. And I've trained myself to pay attention to those messages. Those are the messages of intuition. We can call them our guides. We can call them our spirit helpers. We can say angels. And I start to get a picture of where the life force is blocked. I often see it in the realm of the emotional, maybe because I grew up as you did with troubling childhood, that I was very tuned in to the emotional craziness. So I can spot it a mile away. And I don't mean my clients are crazy. I mean, I can see where it hurts and where it's dysfunctional. And then I start with my science mind overlaying with, do you remember those books where it has a drawing, but then you flip the clear page over and it adds more pieces in medicine? It was the bones. And then the page came of the red lines, which was the arteries. And then the page came over. So I start putting, again, intuitively inspired. I don't believe it's me. I believe it's bigger intelligence up there. And start seeing where the physical fits in. And then when I talk to the person, sometimes before, but definitely when I talk to the person, the client, and I sense where their soul is yearning to go and be, and how big they dream they could be. And we talk about what's holding them back. And then I have years of training, particularly in shamanic medicine from the Andes, of techniques that work on the energy body that can free up that sluggishness of your life force. And I visualize this cellular level. I visualize stuff at the DNA level. And so I have a composite, like those books with the multiple clear pages that you overlay, composite of ways to get in there and help, to get in there. And the help, I truly say this, it might sound like it's coming from me, but it's coming from the wisdom, the divine intelligence that's out there. And that's coming through that says, you know, this is where I need to apply the energy medicine clearing technique, but this is where the person, the client needs to work on the emotional level. This is homework that can help. And it's sort of a flow. It's like taking the river of life force and getting past the rapids and the boulders. And all of a sudden you're on a clear, you're just sailing down the river clear. Does that make any sense?
It does. And I want to go to one of our Facebook folks, Daryl. Hi, Daryl. Right. Hi, Daryl. Thank you so much. Yes. We have to really figure out a way for you to call in from South Africa. We are working on that. We're going to get to it right away. This is what I love. I want to share this because this is what Daryl is saying. And this is exactly it, Daryl. So we're going to get you some help right now. This is it. I've been through two engagements that didn't turn out the way it should. I was hurt. I can't trust any person again. I've become a hermit. I love my own company and it's time to move on. How do I forget and learn to trust another? I've been on my own for a long time and scared of someone coming in my space. Boy, do I know that, Daryl. Let's see if we can get you some help here because this is part of maximum medicine. It doesn't exclude these things. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl. So as I'm feeling into it, first of all, I know the pain of betrayal. That lingers a long time. And those, let me see if I can say this without sounding too weird. All of the traumas that we've experienced in lifetimes and past lives, I see them as arrows having hit our energy field. And even though that arrow may not be there, where it landed left a pocket, a wound, an area. And when I think about us as, let's say we're the mother spaceship and we have the little spaceships coming in for the docking station. If you still have that docking station, that remnant from that wound, any kind of familiar trigger of another person who has components of the other one can easily right there on the docking station. And then all of the internal cascade of that interaction starts again. So in energy medicine, we can actually clear that docking station because you are holding an attachment site for similar qualities of energies to find such a nice, like Velcro, such a nice place to hook up with you again. But that hookup that and the downstream of what happens, you don't want it anymore. But you can't help yourself because in your energy field, that Velcro docking station is still there. So, and that's the same for finances, for business choices, for going forward. And that's what the Andean shamanic techniques have taught, is how to remove that imprint, that docking station, so that you're not glomming on to what was an old familiar and fits just perfectly, but really ends up the same way it always was. I hope that makes sense. It sounds a little funny, but.
Well, no, it does. I mean, and Daryl's listening to the show. You know, it's interesting, Daryl, I took a look. I was looking at your Facebook page, and one of the things that I really am struck by is one of the posts that you have on there, because I come from an interesting background, but I was really struck by the tattoo question you have, because this is something my mom, my stepmom that I just referred to, would say to us girls. You know, she would say to us, never back down, never give up. And when I looked at your question, what tattoo defines you, of course, I found out I'm allergic to tattoo ink, so I cannot get my tattoo. I think it's a fascinating question, because what you're asking is, what is it that you believe in so strongly that you would put permanently on your body? And I love that question, and I also love what you're asking us to lean into. But I think, Doc Martin, one of the things you're talking about is, even if we believe in never backing down and never giving up, it doesn't mean that people like Daryl and like me don't get wounded, right?
Right.
Right.
Because
we do.
You do, yeah. As do I. You could be standing strong and that energy is in your orbit and you may not even remember or know in your human conscious mind of this lifetime that Velcro spot is there.
Yeah.
And then bam-o, the interaction. And at first it feels good because it's a good fit. And there are people that instantly feel good, but we later learn, you know, we're not moving forward. It's not expanding me. So anyway, Daryl, just wanted to let you know and the rest of the listeners, on my website, SharonMartinMD.com, there is a place that you can sign up and get a free 20-minute stone reading.
Yeah,
that's available for each person who wants to do that. So
yeah,
if you sign up or even send me an email, Sharon@SharonMartinMD.com, and we can set that up. And yeah, that at least is a 20-minute, hopefully a little brief insight on how to shake things up for you.
But let's talk about the stone reading a little bit, because part of this, and this is really why we're talking about maximum medicine today. You know, when people think, and they don't always, if anybody listening here is like me, we don't stop and say, I think I'm going to figure out what I want to heal today. No, I don't do that. Here's how I get it. I got a cracked tooth in four places. The level of pain in that tooth, it's almost as bad as the rotator cuff surgery I had. But I don't stop to think, or I didn't, what does that really mean in my life? But you see, now I do. And some days it's just like, dang, girl, you just crunched down on that almond a little bit too hard. But you know what I love about this experience? When I went to my dentist yesterday, I have a dentist, Dr. Chris Afoli, right? Chris Afoli Dental down here. Her practice is called Gentle Dentistry, gentle. But here's what I love about this. This is a tooth that by anybody else's standard should come out. But she doesn't think like that. And neither do you. What she thinks about is, what can we do to heal it? Are we going to make it stronger? Is it possible to take something and figure
wounded
out
and make it glorious? Yep.
That's maximum medicine.
Yep.
But it's not just about a tooth. It's about the emotions that happen when we're in relationships and we feel betrayed, or people walk away and we've given up on love. It's about the money that you thought you should have at this age in a game and you don't. It's about not feeling enough.
Yep.
I want to ask you, what is your vision for maximum medicine? We're here today. We got a lot of really cool things that by next week, everybody's going to know about them.
Cool.
But
I love
where is the vision? Not where. What is the vision for you and bringing the healing hour of maximum medicine to help people?
So you just made a gesture and I thought about a rainbow. So in the pot of gold at one end of the rainbow, I see the individual. And if I can bring a little light, a little shift, I'd love to bring a big shift and love to work with people to do that. And then to reach groups and to teach others to be expansive, teach others the medicine path that I've learned. And it's a conglomerate of many different things. And then really change the world. I mean, sometimes I feel like I should be more humble and not say that because that's too grandiose. Mm. But then I stop and I ask myself, do I really believe that? No, I don't believe that. I believe when each one of us brings the biggest power of our soul in the greatest path and the most light on that path, we do change the world just by being the unique individual that we are. So I am looking forward to the rest of my life being a conduit, both for myself and for others, to bring more light, bring more expansion, keep it going, be more maximum. I love that.
I love it too. And I had to ask you that question because we're not just embarking on a new year. And believe me, there are a lot of astrology.
Do you mean a decade or are
I mean a decade? We're on a new decade.
Because of the calendar or because of astrological places?
Because of the energy of it.
Cool. Bring it on.
Yeah. I mean, if we didn't have a calendar and we didn't have astrology, there is an energy. This is this is our 10th year for TTR. It's the same energy. Right, that started in 2009 and 2019. It's the energy which pulled you forward and said, I'm here to help people. And what we're
have we told everybody the story of how you guys found me?
Let's save that for the next show because I think
that's a big one.
It's big, but now we have a different story to tell because there's the finding. Then
and there's the growing, and then there's the boom out of the gate. Yep.
It's called the maximizing.
The maximizing. Everybody listening, you should know that Dr. Pat is one phenomenal pep talk, cheerleader, coach, and vision. And vision.
Thank you.
So I'm riding on her coattails right now, looking for the big comet following the trail.
Yeah. And you know what? Thank you for saying that. But I'll tell you what, you make my job very easy. I'm honored to take this journey with you. And I got to tell everybody, there's lots more to come from Doc Martin. Brand new website you're going to see in a week or 10 days. We're going to show you the entire process of maximum medicine from beginning to end, the courses she's going to be offering, and her upcoming book. So But this is what happens when we're willing to step into that world.
Mm-hmm. right? And be a community doing it.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm like zero without the team of people and without all of you. Doc Martin, thank you. One last
thank
question.
You.
Personal message. What would you like to leave us with? Daryl, thank you.
Daryl, thank you. Bigger. Step out of boxes that limit us. Let's shake off those old rusty beliefs and be maximum. Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.